How much do you want a better life? Enough to do breakthrough for it? Breakthrough to a better life? It takes years using many different methods to cause a person to actually break through. Break through the resistance of the narrative they made up when they were a mere child. I didn't break free for 20 years from being a victim and all the other baggage I carried. And during those 20 years I was diligently participating in many courses and seminars and training without any breaks. Can everyone break through? First off, what would it mean for you to break through? If and when you can suddenly see that all the power is yours, over yourself, and over your life is in your hand, that is a breakthrough. See that you sit in the driver's seat with complete control over the levers and dials of your vehicle. That you have the say in the matters of your life. Even if you are sick. Even if you, for example, lose your hearing. Even if you lose a limb or two. The power is yours. Now, muscle testing says, not everyone will break through. To the degree you want others, the outside to provide you what you want, you won't break through. Let me explain. If the cornerstone of your existence is that you get what you want from others, from life, breaking through will be near impossible for you, because you will look to others, instead of yourself, for what you want. I call that neediness, wantiness. But whatever you call it, you've given up your power to others. And while people, like myself, occasionally fall into the neediness trap, you'll voluntarily live there, not even realizing that it's a trap. A cage. And although most everything comes through others, money, fame, acceptance, it is your job to provide the value for which you get what you get. Others have no choice but give it to you if they want what you offer. People who do not, will not break through, live inside a notion that it is due to them, love, respect, equality, whatever. And if it is due to you, then you handed the power over to others, and left yourself without power. A student of mine, who recently quit my core team, blames me for what she didn't get, blames me for the questions I didn't ask. Every time you blame someone, you give up your power. Every time you think it's another's job to ask the question, or give you what you want, you give up your power. I have been struggling with this exact issue in the coaching program I am a student in. My main coach suddenly blew all his wad, all his energies on creating products outside the coaching program, and started to give us literally nothing in the program. There are some 70 people in the program, but I was the only person who spoke up. And as a result, the main coach hired a new coach to add what he is now unable or unwilling to give, and all is well in my coaching program again. This new coach will deliver the stuff that will guide the participants to do stuff that they paid for. The 10x clarity process came from his very first coaching session, worth the price of the program. But without acting from my power, I would be reduced to a complaining machine. If I want something, it is my job to ask for it, manage for it, orchestrate for it, and get it. I didn't say magically get it. There is nothing magical about it. It is true that you can't get water from a rock, but if it is available, then it's your job to get it. Ask for it is the first step. Remember that responsibility, being the cause of everything that belongs to you, is your access to power. What belongs to you? What you say and how you say what you say. What you do and how you do what you do. Who you are in any moment. And, of course, the context. The context inside things happen also belongs to you. What people call my reality belongs entirely to you. If it is stuck in what it was when you were a child, if it is stuck in the notion that you depend on others, that you need something, that you are a victim, then you treat it like it's a fact, whereas your reality is entirely malleable, created by your words and your words only. 70% of your power depends on and is created with your words. Your words intended to create your reality. Your words to create the context. Your words you use as powerful actions, declarations, requests, promises. And only 30% of your power depends on your actions. In my programs, I train you directly in your words, and indirectly in your actions. Because I only run small group programs, my programs are more effective than the ones I was trained with myself, so you won't need to work 20 years to break through. But you need to work for it nevertheless. Even when someone gets a crucial insight, insights are a dime a dozen. Acting consistently on the insight is a tough road to hoe, and takes courage, and takes effort. Because muscle memory still remembers that you are a victim, a powerless ragdoll, a pretty thing, Or maybe that what worked for you, maybe, all those years is lying, cheating, dominating, and manipulating. Not speaking and acting from power. In fact, when I am really looking, people who muscle tested as won't break through don't even want to break through. If you can get much of what you want with manipulation, force, and tricks, you won't even want to break through. If power comes from taking responsibility for everything that belongs to you, it won't appeal to you if you can get what you want without taking responsibility. It is that simple. Could I screen people before I accept them to my courses whether they belong to one group or the other? Yes, I could. And maybe one day I will. But don't be mistaken, only 10% of all people are ready and willing to do what it takes to access their power, 90% aren't. They prefer to get what they want by being second-handers, moochers and looters, using Ayn Rand's words. I don't despise them. I am willing to do whatever it takes, even though I am aware that they are not likely. I may even give them more of my attention than I give to the people who will. The squeaky wheel principle applies here. Landmark Education statistics is worse than mine. In my programs I get 20% plus breakthrough, over time. In Landmark's program that number is 1%. Although 10% of Landmark's participants want to break through, the education is not personal enough to produce that breakthrough. And even in programs where it is personal, the coach or leader doesn't know how to do it, or more often even they themselves hadn't broken through, and some of them never will. Just like elsewhere in life you can get away with not taking complete and full responsibility for what belongs to you, and yet you can become a leader. I have known many in my time, 26 years, in Landmark. I am not blaming Landmark, they do the best they can with what they have. If you want to train many people, your results will be lower. Let's change the topic, let's talk about why and how you get, why and how to make money. I learned this week something worth telling you. Your superpower, your uniqueness, has three components. Your personality, your experience, and your perspective. Your pep. Almost no matter where you put yourself in and in what position, it is always your pep that makes people seek you out and volunteer to fork over resources, including money and their attention. You have control over all of three. Your personality can be molded to be more attractive. People, you, think that your personality is constant, but in fact most of your personality is invented. You made it up, because in certain circumstances it looked like a good fix for some issue you had with people. Or some issue people had with you. But leaving your personality the way it was invented as a fix is a disservice to yourself. My email coach, Ben Settle, used to be an airy, weakling. He invented himself, through very creative ways, as a powerful, fearless leader. I used to be a condescending know-it-all victim. I invented myself to be a brilliant and vulnerable leader of men, to guide human beings out of slavery. If I could do that, so can you. You need to learn the art of declaration. The power of your word. Will you? It is entirely up to you. Really. I acknowledge your right to be whoever you want to be. Even if it is to be puny, victim, needy, twerpy, small and powerless like most other humans. Your choice. I teach people to be powerful. It is a choice. It is not for everyone. In the upcoming More Money workshop I'll train people in power. The power to create themselves such that money will come to them. We'll work on their pep, personality, experience, and perspective, to create it such that money is a foregone conclusion. If you want to be in the More Money workshop you need to sign up to the waiting list. The course will be given on consecutive Sundays in the month of May. If you can't attend a session, you'll have the recording of the session to catch up. I intend to fill the course with people on the waiting list. And we'll open it up for registration for everyone only if there are not enough participants from the waiting list. And once the workshop is filled, I close down registration. You can go and sign up now if you wish. Go to step 2. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/moremoney to sign up to the waiting list.